I'm Jess.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are
the Iggy Parents.
Happy anniversary, babe.
Thanks. Our podcast diversary. Not
yes,
our
it's not
anniversary.
Our wedding anniversary.
But all of these things are kind of happening at the same time.
We got married and got a dog and started a podcast.
Yeah. Podcast was a year later, but...
You know, good things come with time.
Yeah. Adelaide's gotcha day last year that we started the podcast. So it has now been a full year.
What?
As of tomorrow, when you're listening to this, it was the 6th, which is Adelaide's gotcha day.
Wow. I can't believe we've had Adelaide for 2 years.
I know that. Well, time has been weird in the last year, so that makes sense that it wouldn't feel right. But we have lived together now for longer than we knew each other before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Time is weird. Welcome to episode 55?
Yes.
I keep blowing my mind every time I say this. 55 episodes. We've been going every week strong since last year.
So this is our year in review episode.
So welcome to a little review, recap.
Introspection, looking forward, goal setting.
All those good things.
Yeah.
Just saw Phoebe by the window.
Oh.
The girls are outside with my dad and we have a little window in the basement that you can see out to the backyard. And I just saw a little Iggy butt walk by. Let me chime in here. Anywho. Ryan, we've got some questions here prepped for each other.
Sure.
So if you want to just start rolling with those questions, I'm ready to go.
Sure. We've got questions about our past. So like the last year, we've got some questions for next year, looking forward. And then at the end, we're going to do a little pup date.
Love it.
About things that we have going on in our lives currently. So we've got past and future and present.
Love it.
Okay.
So very well-rounded, balanced.
What was your favorite episode from the first year?
Oh, man. We prepped this episode by having a discussion first, of course. And I just keep thinking to myself, I can't pick a single episode because for me, the best episodes for my goal for the podcast in year one were the episodes that really shone a light on the life of an Italian Greyhound parent. So honestly, I know it was an early episode, but the leg breaks episode, shining a light on that aspect of Italian Greyhound's health, maybe getting a second Iggy. I know that was a really popular episode as well. And us sort of shining the light on how we adapted to getting two and how it honestly made life better for everyone involved. But yeah, I'm going to say getting a second Iggy and leg break episode, my two faves.
And I think mine, I've got a favorite because it sort of breaks the form of our regular episodes. So I love that we have all of these informational episodes and do the planning for it and reach out to get other people's experience. But I really loved our fun episodes that we did, like when we did crossover episodes with a dog, and specifically when we did favorite dog movies around Christmas time.
That was probably the most fun to prep for.
Yes. Just sit around, watch movies. And
so good.
Yeah. And I just loved that Izzy and I had the same favorite top movie. And both of us thought we were being so niche.
John Wick.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, though. Good set of movies.
Yeah. And the dog is central to the plot.
So it makes it a
it
dog
totally
movie.
Counts. Yep. So how are you/we different since starting the podcast?
Right. Like how has the podcast changed us?
Yeah.
I feel like now that we have this podcast, I was like, nothing's changed. I love to talk. So that has not changed about me. But I do think about the dogs and our lives with the dogs. And I just keep finding myself wanting to create content for the podcast specifically. So if something happens, I go, ooh, this would make a great podcast episode. Ooh, we should have this person on our show. Ooh, this, we have to do a podcast about this. That's what we're doing this week. Scrap the plan. We're doing this because I feel so inspired by what happens in real life.
Where something comes up and then it kind of bumps everything down the line.
Yeah. And I feel like that's not a bad thing because then you still have your prepped episodes beforehand. But if you feel so inspired, just run with it. If you've got the time like we do, this podcast, like we said, was born out of the pandemic and we're still going strong. However, we're still in the pandemic pretty much. So fingers crossed, we're hoping to get our dose 2 of the vaccine soon. so we can get back to life. Anywho, that was my answer. I think about the world through the lens of the podcast much more.
And I think for me, I notice it on the technical side. So I'm always the one listening back and editing the podcast. So
bless you.
I notice that there is much less editing required. I feel like we have recorded a lot of these episodes live. So we go live on Instagram or TikTok or both. And we're more fluid when we do that. So we just went live yesterday, day before.
For almost two hours.
And we really did not have any dead air in that time. So I notice a big difference between this and our first episodes where we were repeating ourselves a lot. I can physically see it. Like, there are way fewer cuts on those episodes, or the more recent episodes.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it has improved our public speaking, even though we're actors and have been performing live in front of people for years.
I feel like podcasts are different, though, because it's, you know, kind of off the cuff and it's more like practicing improv
right.
versus having a script.
It's true. But having an outline is still nice. And I appreciate Jess
Absolutely.
For putting that together most of the time, that she's the one doing most of that work.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah. So what do you think is the best thing that has happened?
I feel like the best thing that has happened is not just one thing, but whenever someone responds to the podcast and says, hey, I just listened to your podcast and I love it so much. I'm welcoming home an Iggy in X amount of time. And then we get the response back. Thank you so much. This prepared me so well. I feel so much better having listened to your podcast first to bring my Italian Greyhound home for the very first time. That is really, honestly, that's the goal, to be able to reach Italian Greyhound parents mm-hmm. and have them feel at ease when bringing their dog home, and to let people know more about the breed so they know they're making the right decision when they bring one home. So any of those messages, I'd say that's one of the biggest things that's happened to me personally that I love to hear and love to see people bringing home their dogs, and that our podcast had a little bit of input in that welcoming home of their dog.
And what I really like is that we have this repository of episodes that we can point people back to. So when we went live the other day, we had people asking and kind of giving suggestions about things we could do episodes about. It was like, hey, we actually already did that.
Right. We've got a really good catalog already.
We've got a good place that we can point people. So I think that's going to free us up to do a lot of things in the second year. We'll talk about that. So maybe that's getting more guests. Maybe that's doing more fun things or experimental ideas. But I'm really glad that we have all of these episodes we can point people to.
Me too. Makes answering questions easier as well, because I can give an answer, a short answer, personal, and then say, hey, these are the episodes you should listen to. This is my personal recommendation. The dogs are back at the window. Hi, girls. Sorry you can't be on the podcast right now.
So what are you most proud of?
I'm really proud of us for showing up every week. And there have been some hurdles, personal life hurdles. We have moved from our downtown Toronto apartment with a 10-week-old puppy into my parents' unfinished basement. And we still had a podcast that week. We still put out more content for the podcast. And we have never missed a week. We have added additional episodes, the special Christmas episode. Mm-hmm. We also have had so many things happen. There was a week where you couldn't even look at a computer screen because you hit your head on a pipe in the basement and got a concussion. So there was a week where Ryan couldn't look at his computer screen until the last day where he had to edit it. And that was the episode that was mostly me talking, but Ryan was such a trooper. And I'm just really proud of us for pushing through. And I don't want to say you should push through anything and everything just to get out a podcast. Just saying that right now as a disclaimer. For us, we had a lot of stuff happen this year, but we personally are not working outside of this in the same capacity that we were before starting mm-hmm. the podcast. So for us, the podcast really does consume a lot of our creative focus, because we're not in musical theater shows right now. We're not working retail. We're not doing our little extra gigs. Ryan used to work for Uber. There's lots of things that we've had on the go in the past that we don't currently have on our plate. So we have the opportunity to focus on this business, focus on our podcast and the dogs. But I'm just proud of us for really sticking to that goal this year. Are you proud of anything, babe?
I'm really proud of the planning that we did that went into this whole podcast. We did an exercise 2 years ago now, planning for the blog. And we've talked about this, that we both came up with a list of topics and then ended up with over a year's worth of content for weekly blog posts.
Does this mean we have to do that again?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe we do.
Yeah.
Now that you're saying this.
Right. But we might get to a point where we run out of ideas if we're just trying to come up with them week by week. So it might be nice to have that list to go back to. And I know that we have not done everything on that list because last 2 weeks ago, we did the collars and harnesses episode, which was on our original list of something we wanted to do. I'm glad we waited that long so that we had enough experience to talk about it. But yeah, if we can have more topic ideas for the future, I think that will set us up for success. And lastly, about our year here, how would you describe this year in 3 to 5 words?
Does it have to be a full sentence or?
No, it could be like keywords or buzzwords or whatever.
Progress, commitment, fun, community, truth.
I think, let's see, authentic, evergreen, infotainment, fun, and progress. I think that's a good word.
So fun and progress are our two crossovers.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. And then I was just thinking that I feel like we have done a good job of keeping our own voices in this. And
what do you mean by keeping our own voices?
So like not giving into trendy ways to talk about things and continuing to try to think of things in a new way and be sort of level-headed about things and...
This is where Ryan inserts all the clips of us sounding super trendy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just glad that we still sound like ourselves. We sound like better versions of ourselves.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice. Like you said, authentic.
Okay, I think it's time for us to look forward.
Into the future. All right.
So what is your intention for the next year with the podcast?
I want to record a podcast every day. Just kidding.
Whoa.
That's not what she said in the outline.
You can do that.
Stick to the script, Jess. No, we said it's an outline. It flows. It's open and it's free.
Yeah, okay.
My intention for the podcast next year, as in like this year, year two, I think I want to explore more about Italian greyhounds beyond puppyhood and just sort of in the wider world. Italian greyhounds out in the world, whether that means getting more guests and more experts on the show, or if it means us doing more research into the life of an Italian greyhound beyond puppyhood and stuff like that.
And for me, what I'd really like to do is make the podcast a starting point. So like you were saying, you're inspired by our lives and always think of what we could do on the podcast about that. I think then we can spread that out into all of the other things that we do. So there's making a blog post out of it that's easier for people to scan and get that information and refer back to. And there is making PDFs that we send to our newsletter subscribers. I did that for the last couple episodes. I was really proud of how those came out. And then just posting more of that information on social media. So whether that's a Pinterest post with like a list of tips from the episode or just pulling audio clips. There's ways to export parts of the episode and just get it out to see more people or for more people to see it.
Yeah, I know this isn't the question you had, but I really feel like that's something that we can work on that needs improvement would be to circulate the episodes beyond just the day that it comes out.
Yes.
I remember Tori Mystic, we're in her Werewag Repeat Society. Of course, you've heard about this already. Highly recommend. But what Tori said is if you want people to join your email newsletter, ask yourself how often are you putting your email newsletter information out there? Because you get new followers every day, hopefully, potentially.
Right.
And those new followers may see your Instagram story. And if you're only talking about your newsletter once every month, that's just not enough. You need to be putting it out there. And yes, you're risking that it's going to feel spammy, but that's why you have to do it in a way that's subtle, but also still, I don't know, tempting or provoking.
Enticing.
Enticing. and having things like lead magnets, etc. But that's just a metaphor. Like, we don't have to be doing that for the podcast. I think it should be flipped, that we should advertise the episodes and, yes, get people to join our email newsletter, but we're sort of sharing that on Iggy Adelaide's account.
Right.
Whereas the podcast, I really want to circulate the podcast in both of our accounts, just with, like, pictures, honestly. Pictures, swipe-ups, audio clips, just like Ryan said.
So, what would you like to accomplish in the next year? Some goal setting?
I would like to have a series of some kind. Like I had said this, I really want to have a series about health issues with Italian Greyhounds, and maybe not coming from a vet or like an actual scientific perspective. Not that that isn't great. Like, we could totally interview someone and have someone who's an expert talk about Italian Greyhound health problems. But I kind of want a series of interviewing owners to give sort of like the real life experience. What does it feel like to have a dog that maybe has a health problem or a condition, and how do you deal with those moments that you experience it? And I mean, we've never had an episode about loss, but I know that that is something that people do seek comfort in if they are going through something like that. And maybe it would be an important episode to have. How about you, Ryan?
I think it would be great if we had a sponsor for the show. Our audience is not huge, so thank you for being here and listening. But our audience still needs to grow, and we want to reach more and more people. I know we're in a niche, a very small niche, a specific breed within the dog community.
That's already not one of the top popular breeds, according to the AKC.
Right.
I can't remember. I feel like we're in like the 60s out of 100 or something.
I think something like that, yeah.
Or 200 breeds. Maybe we're in the 60s, Italian Greyhound. We'll fact check that later.
But if we could have sort of a podcast sponsor or a recurring podcast sponsor, I think that would go a long way to making this feel more like a job for us and sort of legitimize what we're doing here. And obviously we would want it to be something that we believe in, company that we like and work with, can work with in the future. But that's just something sort of secondary to the podcast. That's not going to impact what we're actually doing with the podcast. So for that, I'd really love to get more guests, because those were fun episodes, maybe after the fact. I know I was stressed going into them because it's a whole another level of complexity for the recording setup, but also just me emotionally getting ready to talk to someone. And that is not as easy as talking to Jess.
Hey.
But everyone that we have had on the podcast has been great. So that gives me confidence that we'll be able to do it well in the future.
I agree. Also, I looked up the Italian Greyhound ranking.
Yes.
73 out of 200 for most popular breeds. So 73 is not super popular.
Right. It's not top 10.
No.
Or anything like that.
Just talking about the relevance of this podcast, you know, after 1 year of reflection, what are we doing here? But it is important, and you are here listening, so we appreciate you.
So, is there anything that you would like to do to improve our recording podcasting environment?
I want to have more outlines written ahead of time, and just have our space ready. Have an open space with all of our equipment set up that we can just sort of pop into and leave when we're done, and then, I don't know, get inspired in the middle of the week to just do an extra episode. But again, we can't do that without the outline prepped. So, yeah. Anything for you, Ryan?
I think that's basically all we can hope for sort of in this space. So if and when we look for our own space in the future, I'd love to keep this in mind, whether that means having a den or a second bedroom as a recording and or video space. Because like Jess was saying, when we have the video studio lights set up all the time, it's so easy to just come in and flick it on. So yesterday we just shot a video for Snugget Sack that just sent us one of their dog carrier sashes, and it was so easy for us to set that up. So when we set up our own apartment, I definitely want to keep that in mind. I don't know what the sound situation is going to be like, though.
I know, right? We're going to have to get better at soundproofing.
Yeah. So are there any episodes that you would like to do again? A 2.0 version.
I feel like, I know I just said that this is one of my favorite episodes, but I feel like we could do another episode on leg breaks. And just, I mean, knock on wood, fingers crossed, it's not because of personal experience, but maybe just interviewing more people and also getting people's actual voices telling the stories. Because we did a lovely interview with Tommy the Iggy. However, we just had it written and we read it aloud. So I feel like having actual Iggy parents come on the show and talk to us about their experience with leg breaks would be really educational and really helpful for our listeners. So if we were going to do a 2.0 of that episode, I think that would be really cool. And maybe as a part of my series of health problems that people have experienced with Iggies.
And for me, I just like having sort of seasonal episodes or things that come around again and again. So last year, one of our first episodes was Iggies in Summer, a City Iggies Guide to Summer, based on that blog post that we had, talking about the heat of the sidewalk and sunscreen and what it's like for your dog to overheat and keeping water, like all of these tips for summer. And then this year we did another summer episode, but about going to the cottage. So I would love to do that same sort of thing when it comes to fall, when it comes to winter and the holidays, and try and think of how we can look at those same topics, but from a different perspective. I think that's going to help us keep things fresh, but also help us keep things going. It's nice to have things that we can come back to. So the resolutions episode that we did, or yearly themes that we did at the beginning of the year, that kind of thing is going to be great to come around again for the second year.
That sounds great. I think so.
And lastly, do you have any dream guests?
I just had something pop into my head as a dream guest. Ryan and I talked about this earlier, and we were listing off people that we thought, or podcasters that we thought of. And then I just thought, I would love to do an interview with some of the top Instagram Italian Greyhounds, because I know that we have messaged in the DMs, but there's lots of things that I don't think that a lot of these Instagram dogs do get the features of actually talking to the humans, unless, you know, there's Tika, and we all know that Tika's dads have been on TV and their sort of personalities, they've been in our national news and we've seen them just being featured a lot, and that's amazing, and I love everything that they stand for and how Tika is a gay icon and just kind of is huge in the community right now. But I feel like there's a lot of people as well that are big on Instagram or TikTok, and maybe we don't know what's happening behind the dog and who the humans are. So, I mean, of course, I'd love to do an interview with Tika and Tika's dads, but it'd be kind of cool to get more features of any sort of viral Italian Greyhounds and just hear about their story.
So my mind immediately went to podcasters, like Jess was saying. So Tori Mystic has her Werewag Repeat podcast. And there's other podcasts that I love, like Pat Flynn with Smart Passive Income. So I think for me, instead of thinking who I'd like on the show, because I think there's a lot of people, especially in our community, that I would just love to hear their story, their experience with Italian Greyhounds, I would love if we could get on some other shows.
That would be cool.
So we have reached out to a couple that we're hoping to either be on or do crossover episodes with.
And stay tuned.
Yeah. So I don't want to name any in particular, just in case
schedules don't align.
Yeah, whatever. But I think that is a fun thing to look forward to that we have not done very much. And we have the setup, so why not?
Let's do it. Be right back. Just going to go interview with someone.
All right. Our last section here is just a little pup date about what we have going on in our lives right now.
Pup dates.
So the big thing that has just happened is that we have officially launched our Patreon.
Woo! What? What's a Patreon, Ryan?
So it is our membership program. We've got our first patrons signed up. Thank you to everyone that has signed up. We have exclusive podcasts for patrons. So these are born out of episodes we did of the Iggy Parents. We have a social media focused podcast, Real Talk, and we have Bedtime Puppy Tales that you can listen to before going to bed. These are 10-minute stories about Adelaide and Phoebe and other puppies. So all of that is available on our Patreon. And if you sign up in the first 2 weeks, so until the middle of July, you will have a puppy tale written specifically about you and your dog.
Something new for the dogs. We took Adelaide and Phoebe to get their nails trimmed for the first time in like 6 months. Phoebe's never been.
Yeah, Phoebe's never been.
So we usually go to a place in Toronto that was a local groomer. Mm-hmm. And that is the groomer that we love so much. We interviewed her for the nail trimming episode. And we love her. But now that we don't live downtown, it's a bit of a trip to go in for a nail trim. So we actually went to PetSmart in town and it went pretty well.
Yeah, Phoebe did particularly well. Adelaide had a little trouble with the grinding. She got all the way through the nail clipping, but then was not a fan of the grinder that they used.
Which we've always known about her. She doesn't like the Dremel.
Yeah, doesn't like the noise.
That's part of
the bath as well. If we can get the bath run and just have it as standing water, she's much less likely to try and jump away. So,
but the water coming out of the tap,
yeah,
the sound of that is very scary, and probably the like gushing water
and
out of
splashing
it,
splashing.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm saying
she's so
this.
Sensitive.
Yeah, I'm saying this. It's funny because we always talk about Phoebe being the sound sensitive one, which she definitely is. She'll do her little baby barks if she hears something outside. But Adelaide is afraid of things as well. Obviously,
she's just so social.
Yeah,
so we don't think of her in that way, but she is very scared when it comes to nail trimming and baths.
Yeah.
Those are like two big things. Another thing that happened this week, we gave our medication to Phoebe and she did not want to eat it.
So we have, this is tick medication for both Phoebe and Adelaide. Adelaide just chomped hers up right away. Phoebe was a little more hesitant. So we tried it first as just like giving it to her as a treat, but then
it's a little like not tablet. It's a like a chunk. It looks like a treat.
Yeah.
But it's a medication. It combines tick and heartworm.
Yeah. But then we tried to put it in a piece of freeze-dried food and sort of wet it and then form it around, and she just ate around it. Same thing with peanut butter. And then finally we gave her the medication in a little piece of cheese, and that worked.
We made it very tiny after the cheese poop fiasco of my 30th birthday last year.
Yeah. But it worked well. That's probably, I think it's the first time she's had peanut butter or cheese.
She's had peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
We have video footage evidence of that, Ryan.
Oh, okay. Well, she was really smacking her lips.
It's the first time she's had peanut butter. I think it was like the chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
So that was a first.
But yeah, that's kind of all we have going on. We have been up to the cottage, or cottage country at least, to
see my
parents.
We didn't go into the water with the girls or anything. It was raining.
It was raining. They didn't even go outside. It was, luckily my parents have a very long house, so they could like run down the halls and do laps around the living room and stuff.
We have a reel of them running around the big chairs in the living room.
Yeah. So luckily they could get their energy out, but maybe next time we'll actually get to enjoy taking the dogs outside. Because I know people enjoy when they go outside. We always get people commenting how cute and small they are.
Yeah. We've got to show the community up north what an Italian greyhound is.
Yeah.
Help educate people, you know?
So that about does it for this episode. Next week, we're going to do our best of the first year. We'll give little tidbits about the episodes and then pull clips from our most popular episodes. And then we will be back the week after that with a new topic that we are not decided about. So I'm not going to commit us to anything right now.
Sounds perfect. And yeah, for this sort of clip show, we're going to be ranking our top favorite episodes. And we'll personally find the clips ourselves that we want to tell you about.
Yeah.
But this is going to be fun for us to go through our analytics, if
it
you
is.
Will.
It's like the dog movie one, just
listening
to ourselves instead.
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Iggy Parents.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, we'd love if you left us a review. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help us get discovered by new Iggy parents and dog lovers alike.
You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening or wherever podcasts are found.
Our new vlog is going up on YouTube featuring Phoebe's journey through puppyhood.
Don't miss out on every pup date by subscribing to our newsletter at theiggyparents.com/newsletter.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by The Iggy Parents Shop. If you're looking for another way to support what we do here, check out our merch at theiggyparents.com/shop.
And don't forget to connect with us on Instagram by sharing your thoughts with us and your friends. Tag at the Iggy Parents, at Iggy Adelaide, and now you can even reach us at Iggy Phoebe.
Bye for now from Ryan,
Jess,
Adelaide,
and Phoebe.